Hello, everyone. This is Deacon John Bartolini. Welcome to the Live Not Lukewarm Sunday Scripture Reflection for October 3rd, the 27th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Cycle B. When God created the first two humans on earth, he intended them to become one flesh and thereby be fruitful and multiply. He did not form the earth for the sole purpose of two people only. Adam and Eve became one in order to produce children who would join them in giving glory to God. Jesus cared for all people, especially those who had no voice in society. In Jesus' time, children had no voice, so he was very concerned with how they were treated. Children are innocent, and young children love unconditionally, as God loves us. As children get older, they can lose their temper and become angry. But just as quickly as they do that, they are also quick to forgive, forget, and move on to the next thing. We must never lose and always cherish the awe and wonder with which children experience the world and others. That is where our faith can do the greatest good. We should see what God sees through the eyes of mercy, that everyone has the potential for holiness and greatness. God wants us to be childlike and quickly forgiving and moving forward. He wants us to live our lives according to his commandments and not become hard of heart. When our hearts are hardened, and being human, we cannot help to fall into that abyss at times. We would do well to ask God for help in returning to be the kind of people formed in his likeness. I teach middle school math, and I've often visited this other teacher in her classroom, where she had a poster that said, "Strive for progress, not perfection." And I would tell her time and again, I disagreed because we are supposed to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. And yes, we cannot actually be perfect, but we have to make our best effort to be as much like God as we can. God wants us to be one with him in heaven when we move on after life here on earth. Jesus became man-made flesh so that he might taste death for everyone. Our salvation is made perfect through God's suffering. This week, let us live not lukewarm by showing others we are merciful as God is merciful to us.